In California, New York, Virginia, and New Jersey, Democrats are declaring yesterday's election results a repudiation of President Trump.
Republicans suffered losses in major races that included two of the first statewide contests since Trump returned to the White House. Former U.S. Navy helicopter pilot and Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill won the governorship in New Jersey.
We take oaths to a constitution, not a king. We've chosen liberty, the very foundation of democracy, and we've chosen prosperity necessary to create opportunity for all.
She beat the Trump-backed candidate, Republican Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli. In her victory speech, Sherrill said she would keep fighting the president's policies.
To quote the boss, the future is now. Roll up your sleeves, let your passion flow. The country we carry in our hearts is waiting. Thank you, New Jersey.
Virginia's Abigail Spanberger, who in fact once shared an apartment with Mike Sherrill on Capitol Hill, will become the first woman to lead the Commonwealth.
We sent a message to the whole world that in 2025, Virginia chose pragmatism over partisanship. We chose our Commonwealth over chaos.
Spanberger is a former CIA analyst who served three terms in the U.S. House. She defeated the state's Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears.
In New York, Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani also secured a commanding win in the mayoral race in America's biggest city to be its first Muslim mayor, first South Asian, and its youngest mayor in generations. His victory speech had a message of hope and belonging.
New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants. And as of tonight, led by an immigrant.
He galvanized voters by running a deft internet campaign and having a clear message of affordability. More than 2 million New Yorkers turned out to vote for the first time since 1969. More than a million chose Mamdani. He beat former Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, who ran as an independent and was backed by President Trump and Republican Curtis Sliwa. Mamdani dealt with bigoted attacks throughout his campaign for his faith. He was also labeled a communist by his opponents and criticized for his stand on Israel.
Socialists. And most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this.
And in California, a ballot initiative to redraw congressional districts in Democrats' favor also succeeded, with the help of a $120 million war chest amassed by Governor Gavin Newsom.
We stood tall and we stood firm in response to Donald Trump's recklessness. And tonight, after poking the bear, this bear roared. With an unprecedented turnout in a special election, with an extraordinary result.
Those were some of the sounds and reaction from last night's elections.